I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Tēnā rā koutou, nau mai hoki mai ki te īpāho o Everyday Māori. Ko Āpera Woodfine tōku ingoa?
Ko Hemi Kelly tōku ingoa, nei rā māu e mihi atu ana ki a koutou katoa. Hea te kaupapa I tēnei rā e hoa?
Ko te kaupapa o te rā, ko te kupu sorry.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm so very sorry.
I'm really sorry about that. I'm sorry I'm late.
All right.
There's lots of different ways we use this kupu in English.
Mm.
And last week we talked about language transfer, and so we're sticking to that kaupapa today with this kupu, moving away from please to this kupu. Sorry.
Ka pai. And addressing some of the ways that we want to use this correctly and some of the ways that we don't want to use it.
All right. Talking about how you can say sorry in different ways in te reo Māori. Ai.
Karawe.
Tuatahi, pēha tō mōhio. How do you know how to say sorry? Or what some ways that you could say sorry in te reo Māori?
There's only one that I feel confident using, and it's nōku te he. Nōku te he, which kind of I feel like means like my bad.
You know,
that was my fault, my responsibility.
Kia ora. Ai. That reminds me of the whale rider in Pike.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that was her line, or it was Koro's line at some point. He's like, no wai te he. That's right. Whose fault is this? No wai te he. So nōku te he would be the response if it was your fault. Or if you're telling someone else, like, no te he. This is your fault.
Yeah.
So there you can say, it's my fault, and in that you're saying I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah. It is an apology as well as a sort of admittance of fault.
Yeah. Kia ora. Ka pai. Well, let's look at a few other ways in which we can apologize or express maybe regret or say sorry. There's one kupu that comes to mind, and that's whakapāha.
Whakapāha.
Whakapāha is as a verb to apologize. So an example would be, me whakapāhau, like I must apologize. Me whakapāhau. And then we can also use it to talk about an apology. So it's also a noun.
Oh, nea, kaore anō kia rongo ki tēnei. Me whakapāhau.
Me whakapāhau. Me whakapāha koe.
Nōku te he.
I etahi wā ka I ngā whakataunga tiriti, ka whakapāha te kāwanatanga ki te iwi. Sometimes in this treaty settlement processes with different iwi, the government or the crown will apologize to the iwi. So if we put that into a sentence where we're using whakapāha as a noun, I tuku te kāwanatanga I tētahi whakapāha ki te iwi.
Alright, ka pai. So it can be a verb and it can be a noun as well.
Alright. Nō rātou te he.
Yeah.
Let's look at other ways we can say sorry when we might be showing up late or have missed something or...
Yeah, something every day.
Alright. Something more informal. Ka pai.
Ka rawe. So say I show up late to the hui. What should I say, Hemi? How do I say I'm sorry?
There's a few ways. So one kiwaha that's used is mō taku he.
Mō taku he.
Mō taku he. And often repeated, mō taku he, mō taku he.
Okay.
Aye. And in context, we could use that on its own. Te rā pea ka tai tō muri atu koe ki te hui, ka mea ngā tāngata. Hey, tō muri hoki. You know, you're late. Ah, mō taku he, mō taku he. And in that you're apologizing. Again, it's similar to what you're saying. It's like I'm owning that fault, that error.
Here being fault or error in this context.
Wrong. E te wā ka whai mai ko te take. motakuhe, motakuhe, he nui ngā waka I runga I te rori. So sometimes the reason is going to follow. I'm sorry. He nui ngā waka I runga I te rori. He nui ngā waka I te rori.
Hai. Ka whai mai te excuse, ne?
Hai. Te takunga.
Te takunga. Hai.
Hai, he rereke te takunga I te take. The excuse is different from a reason. Sometimes that's shortened. Nō rere ka rongo koe I te kōrero. Takuhe, takuhe.
Takuhe. Takuhe, takuhe.
Ka pai. Sometimes you'll hear the word hara is used instead of he. Kei te mohio koe ki te kupu nei? Ki te hara?
Kao. Oh, e hara. Ai, mohio ki te ra.
He rere ke te e hara. Te hara, ko te sin. Ai, wrongdoing. Yeah, you could say, o takuhara, takuhara. I he taku whakahua I tō ingoa.
Ai, ai, ai.
Ai.
Rite tonu te tikanga. Yeah?
I rite tonu te tikanga.
My bad, my fault.
My bad, yeah. My bad, you know, that's a good way to translate it. Kind of directly, takuhe, takuhara, my bad. Some people might say hara is a bit more, toi maha ke I te he. It's a bit heavier than he.
I see.
I'll let you, you know, work with that. But I think so, but it's very similar.
Ka pai. He aha te tahi atu e hoa?
He pai ki a tātou te whakapoto I te kōrero ne. We like to keep things short.
Tautoko.
So motakuhe, motakuhe. And the reason or the excuse can all be put into one little phrase. So if you are late to the hui, you say, I'm sorry for being late. Mō taku tō muri.
Mō taku tō muri.
Ai. Mō taku tō muri. So we've got the start of that kiwaha, mō taku, and then...
Te take.
Te take.
Mm.
Te mahi.
Te mahi, yeah. Okay.
Being late, he mahi tērā, mō taku tō muri. So let's look at a few examples following that structure or that pattern. How te mahi? What are you apologizing for? What are you sorry for?
Mō te ware ware I tō ingoa.
Ka pai. Pai tēnā. Nō reira.
Mō taku ware ware?
Mō taku ware ware. Right. And then we'll just keep it open. I forgot. Could be any kaupapa. Mō taku ware ware.
This is great. Ka
pai. Mō taku ware ware. Hea te tahi atu. Sorry for annoying you. Sometimes when I'm asking or I'm emailing people, requesting them to help me out with something or, you know, kei te pati pati au I tētahi, I might start with, mō taku whakahōhā I a koe.
Ka pai tērā.
Mō taku whakapōrearea I a koe. At the start or at the end of the email or the tono. Sorry for bothering you.
Ka pai. Hea tērā anō e hoa?
Mō taku whakahōhā I a koe.
I a koe.
Ai.
Whakahōhā I a koe. Ka pai.
Mō taku whakapōrearea.
Pōrearea.
Whakapōrearea.
Another way to say annoy?
Ai. Ai.
Ka pai.
Hōhā, annoyed. Pōrearea, annoyed. And if we're whakahōhā, we're annoying someone. Whakapōrearea, annoying. Mō taku whakapōrearea I a koe.
Ka pai, tino pai tēnā.
Ko tahi anō.
Pewhia tēnei o hoa, kā reo e mohio ki te kupu Māori engari, mō taku ignorance. You know, if I, sorry, I didn't know, you know, if you just weren't in the know about something.
Kuware.
Kuware. Kuware. Mō taku kuware.
Mō taku kuware. Ai, e pai tērā. Ai, kei te tika tēnā. Mō taku kuware. Ai, karawe tērā.
Ka pai, ka pai.
If maybe you're being too noisy, aua. You know. Mō taku hoi hoi.
Mō taku hoi hoi.
Mō taku turi turi.
Mm.
Ai. Ka pai? Ko mau?
Ko mau. He pātai tāku iho. He tino rongonui tēnei ko te aroha mai. How does that fit into saying sorry?
Aroha mai comes from Kia aroha mai. So it's been shortened. Where we're saying Kia aroha mai, like be sympathetic towards me.
I see.
Have some compassion. Be sympathetic towards me. So it's a way of apologizing if you have done something wrong, and you're asking that the people are sympathetic towards you.
Okay.
To have some compassion towards you. Kia aroha mai koutou. Pohehe au ka tīmata te hui te toru karaka. Like, sorry, I thought the hui started at 3.
I see.
And I think that's the one we first learn or we hear and we kind of run with in all situations. And sometimes we can see, oh, now that we know how we have an understanding of these other ways, we can see, that might fit better in this context. Whereas kia aroha mai or aroha mai might work better in this context.
Ka pai. So it's not necessarily like a one size fits all. We've got some, multiple ara for saying sorry now.
Ko ia. Ka pai. One that similar to that is kia manawa nui mai.
Kind of be patient with me, is that it?
Ai. Kia manawa nui mai, ka taito muri au ki te hui.
Ai.
Reoccurring theme.
Ai.
Be patient with me. Kia manawa nui mai. Just briefly while we're on that, if this is all about wanting people to feel sorry for us, or we're apologizing, and so that's where that kia aroha mai comes from. If we're feeling sorry for someone else, that's completely different, and that kiwaha, kā aroha, is used. So just keeping that in mind, that two completely different kiwaha, or phrases, and ideas as well. So just to recap, hei whakakapi, to conclude this, akoranga, different ways to apologize or say sorry I te reo Māori. Tuatahi, hea te kupu Māori mo te apologize, apology rāne.
Whakapāha.
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 And how would you say, me pehea te kōrero, you need to apologize.
Me whakapāha koe.
Me whakapāha koe kātika. Ka pai, hea te tehi kiwaha. That's got a bit of repetition to it, to say, I'm sorry. My bad.
Mō taku he, mō taku he.
Mō taku he, mō taku he. And you might swap out he with another word, which can be translated to mean sin or wrongdoing.
Would that be hara?
Mō taku hara, mō taku hara. And I ona wā, ka whakapoto hia. Taku he, taku he.
Taku hara, taku hara.
And then sometimes we can put it all together. So we've got the apology and the reason or the excuse. For example, hei tauira, sorry I'm late.
Mō taku tō muri.
Sorry for forgetting.
Mō taku ware ware.
Excuse my ignorance.
Mō taku kū ware.
Ka pai, ka rawe tēnā. Hei whakakapi ake. Sometimes we do ask people to be empathetic towards us in apologizing. And we might say, I te reo Māori.
Aroha mai.
Aroha mai. Kia aroha mai. Or be patient.
Kia manawa nui mai.
Karawe. Karawe hoa. Tēnā koe. O tira tēnā koutou. E whakarongo mai nā. Koenei te puni I pāho mo tēnei wiki. A te rā wiki. Māua hoki mai ai me tētahi kaupapa hou.
Hei kona ai hoa mā.
Hei kona.
Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mā Tāwai.
Kia ukai pō anō te reo.
Hey marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.